Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here in the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Granite Creek Copper, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GCX, and now trading on the OTCQB under the symbol GCXXF. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Tim Johnson. Now, Tim, a couple news releases to get to, one being that March 18th news release of the upgrading to the OTCQB. The next news release I want to touch on just came out yesterday, May 6th on Thursday. It outlines the start of this 10,000 meter drill program at the CarMax Copper Gold Silver Project in Yukon. Now, Tim, take us through, first and foremost, what the goals and overall plans are for this 10,000 meters here at CarMax.
Yeah, so the program is really focused on resource expansion. You know, there's a lot of what we consider low-hanging fruit at CarMax, drill targets that weren't gotten to by previous operators, drill targets that we've developed by our parsing through the data, quite a large data set. And all, I would say, probably 75% is just growing those resources from the 24, just under 24 million tons contained that we currently have measured and indicated. And just both in oxide and sulfide, growing those resources to try and get to a point where we think that the economics are going to be much stronger on the deposit.
Now, what are some of the key targets that you guys are going to be focused on here? One thing that we can mention is that I know some of these targets, or some of the follow-up work at least, is coming off the back of that drill program from last year. So what are some of the key targets here?
Yeah, so one of our key ones is at Zone 1 in the CarMax deposit. There is an open sulfide potential that underlies the oxide resource. The oxide is fairly well drilled off. It's in a measured and indicated category, but the sulfide is still open at depth, open along strike in places, and a lot of it is only inferred. So we have an opportunity to upgrade to an indicated or a measured category. We have opportunity for expansion of that by a close step out, and the holes aren't really deep on hole. I mean, I think the deepest hole that we're targeting is in the 400 meter range, but a lot of them are 250 to 300 meters. And then at CarMax itself, we will continue to drill at Zone 13 and Zone 12 as well, which are adjacent to each other. So They are discrete zones that have been defined by previous operators that we're able to step out on and grow resources. And then the final target will be in the northern part of the claim block at zones A through C, which we see potential for more of a discovery focused drill program. We had good success there last year. But we need to sort of figure out that deposit model out there a little bit more. So that'll be later on in the season, and we will be doing some geophysics to try to find those targets a little bit better as well.
Okay, so it sounds like resource expansion here and resource upgrading, Zone 1, Zone 13, Zone 12. But this northern part of the claim block, what were some of the results from last year that have you guys following up here, again, looking for a discovery?
Well, yeah, so last year we followed up drilling that was, the last drilling that was done there was in the 1980s, where they were hitting some pretty high grade, you know, up to 2% copper over 15 meters type intercepts. We had one really high grade intercept, which is 7.8% copper equivalent that consists of about 4.5% copper and gold and silver credits. Now it's only a 4.5 meter intercept, but it shows that there is some really high grade potential in the area. Another hole that we did there, we hit 25 meters of 0.95% copper. So again, high grade oxide material, which is very useful because the current mine plan, as contemplated by the 2017 PEA, only had about 9 years life in the oxide. So if we can grow those oxide resources, it's going to make a marked difference on the economics of the deposit.
Now let's talk about that PEA. Back in 2017, very different market right now, and you guys know a lot more about this project. Is that PEA going to be updated after this drill program?
So our goal is in the fourth quarter of this year is to make a decision on what the next economic study is going to be. I mean, the options are will be to upgrade the existing PEA. We may be able to go to a higher category of study, a pre-feas or a feasibility. We won't know until we've completed this drill program. We are currently reviewing all the engineering on the 2017 PEA. We're looking for opportunities to bring more resources that have been previously identified into a mine plan. We're looking for opportunities to bring a sulfide resource into a mine plan. So there's a lot on the horizon that the company is looking at. And, you know, there's lots of potential to grow resources and to modify the existing mine plan to bring more value into the equation.
Now, how do you mean more value? What would be some of the key developments that you guys are focused on that you think would create that near-term value for shareholders?
Well, the key metric is mine life. Again, the 2017 PEA contemplated a 9-year mine. At 2017 prices, is about a 4-year payback. Really, really tough to do anything with. No bank's gonna finance something like that. Now, current prices, that payback's probably dropped significantly. We haven't done the sensitivity on that at today's prices. But if we can get that mine life at the 5,000 ton per day operation as proposed, if we can get it into the, say, 15 to 20 year range, that is going to make a significant difference to your economics, especially if the CapEx doesn't go up significantly to get there. So that's our goal, is to get to that point where, you know, it is truly bankable. And you know, the steps to do that, first you grow the resource. In parallel, you look at what the current engineering on the current mine plan, can it be modified? Can the sulfide be brought in? Are there other oxide resources, right? You'd look at it holistically. You look at the whole picture. And then, again, in fourth quarter, we would make a decision on what the next steps are as to the development of that resource.
So just a quick update then, Tim, regarding budget for this program, this 10,000-meter drill program, on the back of that March 17th news where the company closed a $5.2 million private placement. What's the budget for the program? How much money does the company have in the bank right now?
The company currently has around $5.5 million. Budget for this program is $3.5 million, and that includes the up to 10,000-meter drilling, geophysics to further define targets, some sort of preliminary review of the engineering, all the things that are going to get us to the next stage. And then we expect this first phase of drilling to be completed sometime around the end of June, early July. And then we will look at further phases of drilling in through the summer and into the fall.
Okay, perfect. So it sounds like pretty steady news flow coming out of the company. One other aspect that I want to touch on here is your guys' work that has really just begun here with Goldspot. So Goldspot's going through a lot of the old data, all the old workings that you guys have the data on, to, I believe, target or isolate some new targets on the project. Give us a couple insights on the work and the goals around what you're doing with Goldspot, please.
Yeah, so since the company was reborn in January 2019, one of our primary things that we've done is pull all the data available within the Minto Copper Belt together and put it into one database. And then with our acquisition of Copper North, November of last year, we've gained access to all the data on the project that goes all the way back to the 1970s. So it's a phenomenal data set. We've got drill data, we've got geophysics, geochem. We've got, data that was used to develop the current mine plan. And what Goldspot excels at is taking those large data sets, using their expertise, including their AI, artificial intelligence, to look for patterns within the data sets that may cross over data. So you might get a drill pattern that hadn't been recognized by geologists, and that might line up with a geochem or a geophysical signature. So they will be helping us develop new targets peripheral to the current resource, as well as confirming the geophysical, geochemical, and structural footprint of the resource with you know, potential for infill and new discovery within the existing resource as well.
All right. Thank you for that update, Tim. That news release came out March 30th. let's just summarize, please, for everybody listening, expected news flow as we progress through this year.
Yeah, so the big thing to watch for is news results on the drilling. As we receive results throughout the summer, we will be putting news out. We're not going to wait till we get everything. 10,000 meters should be pretty good news flow. Also watch for any announcements that the company makes on the review of the engineering and what we're going to do to forward the project in that regard. Yeah, those are going to be the big ones. One cautionary note on watching for news flow is we aren't certain what the lab weights are going to be this year. Last year in the fall, they were up to 8 weeks. We expect them to be able to shorten that significantly this year. But we won't know until we start to see what they're doing. I mean, we've been in talks with the labs. It looks like they're going to be much better than the 8 weeks. But again, that's the big unknown right now.
Yeah, fair enough. You're not alone in, I guess, more or less hoping that the labs aren't as backed up this year, but there are a lot of drill programs, so hopefully they're a bit better prepared this year for all that core to be shipped in. Tim, I appreciate the update. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Tim regarding Granite Creek Copper, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will post a link to the summary news page on the company's website so you can get up to date on all the news we touched on. Tim, keep us up to date on future news. Thanks for the update today.
Thank you.